Chad out today. Darren Doogie Wolfson here filling in. In one hand, I have a towel. In my other hand, I have a white flag. Follow me here. If you're listening at home or in the car, maybe you're driving home from the cabin. The towel I'm throwing into the middle of our studio. The white flag I'm raising. The Twins are officially dead. Not that I thought 2 weeks ago this team had a chance to make it to the playoffs, but after losing today, they fall to the Angels 6-2. Jared Weaver the win, Boof Bonser the loss, Boof now winless in his last 11 starts. Yet another game where the Twins fail to score 4 runs or more. In 10 of their last 11 games, they've scored 3 runs or less. If somehow, over the past 3-4 weeks, if they had just played 550, 600 baseball, maybe even 500 baseball, or slightly above that, they would have a chance at the division title, the way the Indians and Tigers are playing. But the Twins in free fall mode, 1-5 on this current 9-game road trip. The Twins overall, 58-59. Yes, they are below 500. The Twins right now closer to last place in the division than they are to first place. We're going to do things a bit differently this week. I'm in control. Why not? I've got the microphone. Instead of spending 20 minutes reviewing the games from the past week, we're going to look big picture and look ahead. Can this team win in 08? What should they do with Torii Hunter, Carlos Silva? A couple years down the road, what should they do with Kadire, Morneau? All that will cover the next hour. Joining me in studio, oh boy, this is going to make me sound old. A kid I used to babysit for. Doogie, keep telling yourself, you're only 27. You're not 37, you're not 47, you're only 27. He's Aaron Gleeman. Aaron, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Why don't you tell the listeners why I'm having you in here and just tell the listeners your background.
Okay, well, I've been blogging about the Twins pretty much every weekday for the last 5 years at AaronGleeman.com.
Over 3 million hits, right?
Yep. It's not the cleverest name in the world, but...
It works, though. People know it.
And then my day job is NBCSports.com and RotoWorld.com. And then I also started an all-baseball site called The Hardball Times, which is HardballTimes.com. So a lot of websites for you.
You pretty much eat, sleep, breathe baseball. You have the package at your house. You don't have a girlfriend that I'm aware of. Baseball is your life.
Baseball is my mistress. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, that's fine, Aaron. So I appreciate you coming in. We'll do some things like we normally do. We'll replay a portion of Hartman's conversation with GM Terry Ryan from Friday's show. We'll do that next segment. And Lavelle Neal of the Star Tribune, the official beat writer of AaronGleeman.com. Lavelle will join us, as he always does, at 6:05, and we thank the fine folks at Allery's for bringing us Lavelle. You were nice enough, Aaron, to send me all sorts of bullet points a few days ago, and let's just go right down the list. I'm going to throw a lot of stuff at you. You give me your opinion.
Okay.
I'll inject some opinion, but you're the expert.
All right.
You forget more about baseball in 30 seconds than I'll ever know.
All right. I'll take that.
But I know one thing. Nick Punto is having one of the worst seasons ever for a starting third baseman, for a guy who has played this many games. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, there's a stat out there, a website called Baseball Prospectus, which is a pretty big mainstream website, called VORP. It's Value Over Replacement Player. And essentially, it takes a hitter and compares him to the rest of the players at his position. So Maurer gets compared to a catcher, and Punto gets compared to a third baseman, which... not on the Twins, but has traditionally been a power position. If you take his offense this year, which has obviously been horrendous, and compare it to the rest of the third baseman, he's the worst hitter in all of baseball at this point. He's been 17.5 runs worse than what they call a replacement level player. And he's on pace to have one of the 10 worst seasons of the last 50 years by any hitter, third base or otherwise.
He's making a little over $2 million this year. He's under contract for next year. At a little over $2 million, there's no way Terry Ryan cannot head into the offseason with the goal of finding a third baseman. He has to find somebody. Pedro Feliz of San Francisco is a free agent. I'm probably forgetting a name or two. I mean, might they spend some money? I don't know, but they need to find a solution at third base. Maybe it's Brian Buescher. Buescher is out of the hospital now. He had an infection in one of his legs. He should be back in a couple weeks. But he was a Rule 5 pickup in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft out of the Giants organization. He's, what, 26 years old? So we don't know if he's got any long-term potential. But I do know this, Aaron. There's no bleeping way Nick Punto can be this team's starting third baseman next year.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I would have said, actually, going into last offseason that, well, it was obvious they were going to go with Punto as a starter. They really needed to look at the free agent market or the trade market and find some sort of capable alternative. Now, they got Cirillo, who didn't really turn out to be a capable alternative. He couldn't play, and his defense was sort of shaking, and they basically just got rid of him. But I would really be surprised if they sign a significant free agent to play third base. I think unless the injury really turns into something major, I would say he's competing with probably Punto next spring.
Do you have any idea what's happened to Matt Moses, their first-round pick from a couple years ago?
Yeah, well, he started the year at AAA despite the fact that he really was awful at AA last year, and he was even worse at AAA. He basically struck out 10 or 12 times for every walk. He hit for very little power. He had the two-homer game, and aside from that, had maybe two or three other homers the whole year. They demoted him to AA when they brought Buescher up to AAA, and then obviously they pushed Buescher up quickly after that to the majors.
It's Twins Weekly here on The Fan. Hartman out picking up his kids up north at camp. Darren Doogie Wolfson filling in. I'm joined by Aaron Gleeman of NBCSports.com, AaronGleeman.com, The Hardball Times, and Roto World. And again, I'm probably forgetting a publication or two that you work for. Baseball is his life. He is an expert, and I definitely appreciate his time. Juan Rincon. Now, you had a blog entry a few weeks back documenting his struggles over the past few years. There was a host on the Twins radio affiliate, KSTP, a guy by the name of Dave Thompson, who a couple weeks back said that Rincon hasn't been the same pitcher since he tested positive a couple years back for that illegal performance-enhancing substance, had to serve that, 10-game suspension. Was it 10 games, 20 games?
Yeah, 10, I think.
But, I mean, his problems even go back further than that, right? I mean, that was in 05 when he served the suspension, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
I mean, he was great. Was it 02 or 03? But since then, his numbers have gradually gone down.
Yeah, if you look back at Rincon, really the past 3 to 4 years, he started out as maybe, arguably, the best setup man in the league. And then he had about 10 to 20% where he just sort of declined in just about every year. Strikeouts, walks, homers allowed, hits allowed per inning. Every year until now, and at this point, if you do that for 4 years in a row, what you get is what we have now, which is basically a mop-up guy who they really can't trust in any sort of key situation. He's got an ERA over 6, and he's been even worse than that lately. So he's coming up with a pretty big payday, I think, in arbitration this offseason, so it'll be interesting what they do with him. I would think they'll be trying to trade him.
What would you do, though? Do they need to tender him? Could they just non-tender him? They do tender him, and they go to arbitration. He's probably going to cost them upwards of $3 million. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but that arbitration process, it's goofy. I mean, look at Kyle Loesch. Kyle Loesch, a couple times with mediocre stats, beat the Twins in arbitration cases.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as Rincon has been this year, he'll have someone arguing on his behalf, and they'll be able to argue, you know, look, 2 years ago, this guy was pretty good, and 3 years ago, he was great. And if you take the trade, a potential trade out of the mix, I think they might just non-tender him because they really can't fit him at $3 million or $4 million or whatever it'll end up being. They really can't fit him into their payroll. But I do think he probably has enough value where they can trade him for something, probably a low-level minor leaguer, which Terry Ryan's pretty good at plucking guys out of other systems anyway.
All right, we've gone over the numbers with Rincon. Can we answer the why part of the equation? Why he struggled? Is it a location thing? Is it a velocity thing? Have you noticed anything when you've watched him?
Well, the big thing, he used to be phenomenal at keeping the ball in the ballpark. He'd give up 2, 3, 4 homers over, you know, 75 or 80 innings. And this year, he's serving them up, you know, one every couple weeks. And that has really been the biggest key. His control has also really fallen off. He's no longer the big-time strikeout guy that he used to be. But if you were to pinpoint the one or two areas, it's really he can't throw strikes. And then when he does